debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com. Welcome back. So we find ourselves at a very curious crossroads here in the United States and around the world, I think. I think this is an issue that more and more governments, certainly the European Union, is looking at, are going to be taken up. And the issue is privacy. What does it mean? The Fourth Amendment, which protects our privacy, only protects our privacy from the government. The Fourth Amendment says that you shall be secure in your persons, papers, and personal effects, and your home and your residence. But it doesn't say from corporate predation. It says from, you know, it doesn't say from government, but I mean, you know, this is the only power that the Constitution confers, is the Bill of Rights, basically. As candidate Barack Obama said in 2008, is a negative Bill of Rights. That is to say, it is negative in as much as it restricts the rights of government rather than asserting the rights of you and me. Government does not have the right or the power to stop you and me from protesting, from gathering together in a peaceful way to petition our government for redress of grievances. The government does not have the right to invade our homes or, inspect our persons and papers without certain safeguards and guarantees, without due process, and so on. I don't need to go through all 10 amendments, but you get the point. So how do we protect ourselves from corporate predators? Is predator even the right word here? How do we protect ourselves from business models that we signed up with, and I would say in most cases not realizing what we signed up for? Dylan Curran wrote an absolutely frightening piece for The Guardian on the 29th of last month. This is about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, that we need to have a conversation about. And the fact that Mark Zuckerberg is going to be allowed to testify before Congress and the Republicans are saying, "Oh, we're not going to put you under oath. You know, we're good guys. You know, keep our Facebook pages up. Help us." So anyhow, this is just, you know, Dylan Curran. Google and Facebook now have features. I'm not sure feature is the right word, but have places on their websites where you can download and look at all the information that they have on you. They're not easy to find, but they're there. And what Dylan did is downloaded all the information about him that Google and Facebook have. He's a reporter for The Guardian. And he says, "Want to freak yourself out? Just do this, right? Just download this stuff." And he goes through. He's a data consultant and a web developer who does extensive research on spreading technical awareness and improving digital etiquette. And he wrote this piece for The Guardian. And so he downloads it, and then he goes back and he looks at, you know, what he's got. So first, Google knows where you've been. Google stores your location if you have location tracking turned on every time you turn on your phone. You can see a timeline of where you've been from the very first day you started using Google on your phone. And he clicked on the link and he found he lived in Ireland for 12 months. And he says, you can see the day that I was in the location and how long it took me to get to that location, the time of day that I was in the location, how long it took me to get to that location from my previous day. Google knows everything you've ever searched and deleted. Google stores search history across all your devices. That can mean that even if you delete your search history and phone histories on one device, it still has the data saved from other devices. So, have you searched some strange gynecological disease or sexually transmitted disease? Have you searched, the profile of your attractive coworker? Have you searched? I mean, you know, I'm loath to even come up with examples. The bottom line is, I don't think that there's a single human being out there who doesn't have secrets. And I'm not talking about deep, dark secrets like people they murdered when they were 12 years old or 20. I'm talking about just things that they would be mortified if they became public. And just like Trump being mortified if the story of Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal came out, and apparently the FBI knocked down, well, they didn't knock down anything. They executed these warrants. Trump says that they broke in. They didn't break in. They showed up with a warrant, but into Michael Cohen's offices and home and hotel room. But it's now come out that they weren't just looking for payments to Stormy Daniels. They were looking for payments to Karen McDougal. Trump was trying to hide these payments. Why was he trying to hide these payments? Well, there's some speculation that his prenup with Melania might be violated by the timing of these affairs. They were within 2 years of the time that he got married. In fact, one of the first questions it's been reported that he asked when the whole Karen McDougal, or when the whole Stormy Daniels story came out, was, what year, when did I marry Melania? Does he have to be faithful to her for 3 years, for 4 years, for 5 years? I mean, keep in mind, this was just, I think it was about 2 years after he married her, and it was just a few months after his son Baron was born. Which puts him in a position where he could be blackmailed. And that's why we should be concerned about this. So without going off on a Trump thing about this, how would you feel if somebody could acquire this information, or if one of these companies were to go rogue and say to you, I've got your emails, I've got your search history, I know what you were doing 10 years ago. And who you were doing it with, and what will you give me to not make that public? Just think about that. What have you searched for? What have you said or received in an email, including your spam, that you'd really rather nobody knew about? Google has an advertisement profile of you. It's based on your information, including your location, gender, age, hobbies, career, interests, relationship status, possible weight, and income. Google knows all the apps you use. Google stores information on every app and extension you use. They now know how often you use them, where you use them, and who you use them to interact with. That means they know who you talk to on Facebook, what countries you are speaking with, what time you go to sleep. Google has all of your YouTube history. Google stores all of your YouTube history. So they probably know whether you're going to be a parent soon, if you're conservative or progressive, if you're Jewish, Christian, or Muslim, if you're feeling depressed or suicidal, if you're anorexic. Are you clicking on fitness videos? What are you clicking on? Google offers an option to download all your information. Well, as I already told you about that. Facebook has reams and reams of data on you, too. This includes every message you've ever sent or been sent, every file you've ever sent or been sent, all the contacts in your phone, and all the audio messages you've ever sent or been sent via Facebook, presumably. They also store what they think you might be interested in based on the things you've liked and what your friends have talked about. Somewhat pointlessly, they also store all the stickers you've ever sent on Facebook. They also store every time you log onto Facebook, where you logged in from, at what time and from what device.
They store all the applications you've ever had connected to your Facebook account so they can guess if I'm interested in politics and web and graphic design. I'm reading this from his article in The Guardian, that I was single between X and Y period with the installation of Tinder, that I got an HTC phone in November, etc. They can access your webcam and microphone. The data they collect includes tracking of where you are, what applications you have installed, when you use them, this is Facebook, what you use them for, access to your webcam and microphone at any time, your contacts, your emails, your calendar, your call history, the messages you send and receive, the files you download, the games you play, your photos and videos, your music, your search history, your browsing history, even what radio stations you listen to. Excuse me, that was Google. He bounces back and forth. He says, Google knows which events you've attended and when, and shows his own Google calendar all broken down. Google has the information you've deleted. He says, this is my Google Drive, which includes files I explicitly deleted, including my resume, my monthly budget, and all the code files and websites I've ever made, and even my PGP private key, which I deleted, that I used to encrypt emails. They know your workout routine if you use Google Fit. They have years' worth of photos ever taken on your phone, broken down by year, and includes all the metadata of when and where you took them. He says they also have every image I've ever searched for and saved, every location I've ever searched for or clicked on, every news article I've ever searched for and read, and every single Google search I've made since 2009, and every YouTube video I've ever searched for or viewed since 2008. He says, you say you're not a terrorist? Then how come you're Googling ISIS? Work at Google and you're suspicious of your wife? Perfect. Just look up her location and search history for the last 10 years. Managed to gain access to someone's Google account? Perfect. You have a chronological diary of everything that person has done for the last 10 years. So I think it's time that we have a conversation about this. I doubt that Congress's grilling of Zuckerberg, not under oath, is going to give us any serious light on this issue. But what are the things that you think people should be concerned about or might be concerned about that could be used by a corporation or by somebody buying that information from a corporation against you or your friends or your enemies, for that matter? Help me fill this in. What are all the things that really should be considered private?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Does it include, like, what apps do you use? Do you use Tinder? Do you use Grindr? What, you know, what's going on? We'll be back. So, is Donald Trump going to repeat Bill Clinton's wag the dog moment, or at least what Republicans said when Bill Clinton tried to kill Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden? They said, oh, he's just wagging the dog because of the Monica Lewinsky investigation. Right. Trump trash Sessions again. Are we closer to a Nixon moment, you know, where he decapitates the Justice Department? And is this how Republicans still think? I mean, you know, this is the whole Southern Strategy thing, an amazing show today. Check it out. Commercial-free podcast at TomHartman.com. Clips from the show here on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.